"This is your car?" I ask, incredulous. "Right down to the hubcaps," he says with a healthy dose of pride, the kind an owner would have for a homely mutt. I nod, biting back a slew of sarcastic remarks surfacing furiously in my mind. One slips out. "You sure we'll make it to the first stop?" "Oh, ye of little faith," Chip chuckles from behind. The closer we move to the rustic relic, the more I'm sure this is all a joke. Until Kip opens the passenger door and I realize it's not. "Your carriage awaits," he smiles. "I'm pretty sure carriages and this car came off the assembly line at the same time," I mutter, then smile innocently as he hauls my weight from one seat to the next. Storing my ball and chain in the back, the lieutenant hops in the front and grins like a little kid. I've already taken inventory of the nominal features of this bucket on wheels, and am too amused to be unimpressed. "What do you think of her?" "She has one redeeming feature. You don't see too many cars with a stick shift nowadays." "You can drive a manual?" Kip seems surprised. "I learned to drive an old two-door Nissan my mother had," I reply. "She insisted I learn on a stick before driving an automatic. I loved it so much, I never cared to drive anything else." "See?" Kip smiles. "I told you she's a gem. You did hear me say one redeeming feature, right?" He's now patting the dashboard and whispering soothing reassurances. "She doesn't mean it. She doesn't know you like I do. Would you like me to give you two some privacy?" "No, we're good." And there's the goofy grin again.